Welcome into the program. My name is Chris Ryan. This is Growing on the Vine, a community affairs program of 102.5 The Vine FM, a Christian radio station in Southwest Riverside County in Southern California. We are so glad that you are here with us this episode. And just a reminder that you can listen to this episode and all of our past episodes on our podcast. Just search for Growing on the Vine on your favorite podcast platform. We're on all of them, so it will be easy to find. This episode, we're going to be talking with Kevin Brownlee. Kevin is going to be leading a critical issues seminar called Integrating Faith and Work. And the seminar takes place at Cornerstone Church in Hemet, and they're located at 26089 Girard Street, or just ask your phone, how do I get to Cornerstone Church in Hemet? Kevin is bringing his 30-plus years of experience together, and he's here to help us all discover how can we take our faith into the workplace. What does that look like? This is a great and an important conversation. Now, let me tell you when this event is happening. It's Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th. So it's a two-day event, but the evening of Friday and then Saturday morning, you're back in session. $10 is all it costs, and that's going to cover some food and snacks, but you're definitely going to get some great content and some great takeaways from this seminar, and I pray that you'll attend. Kevin Brownlee is our guest on Growing on the Vine. Talk to me about the date and the time of this event, and then we're going to go into what exactly it is.
Okay, it's a five-hour seminar. Five one-hour sessions. The first two sessions are held Friday evening, February 23rd, from 5:30 to 8:15 p.m. Now, that's longer than 2 hours because there's a little dinner in there and there's some snacks in between. So that's why that is. And then Saturday morning, we pick up the last three sessions of the seminar. We start at 8:30 a.m., and we get done at 11:30, so everybody can have the rest of their weekend.
Is there a check-in time? Is it a register online, pre-registration? Talk to me about how people can get involved and participate.
Yes, you can register online. You can register through Cornerstone Church's website, or you can just come. It's $10, which covers the cost of the meal and snacks and stuff. So there's definitely value there. So if you do come, and you decide to come right here at the last minute on Friday, that's okay. It would be nice to register so we kind of know how much food to prepare and stuff. So that's through Cornerstone Church's website.
Kevin Brownlee is our guest. Critical Issues Seminar takes place at Cornerstone Church in Hemet. It's a critical issues seminar, but it's got to focus on integrating faith and work. And sometimes as we go about our lives between about Sunday at noon until about next Sunday at 10, we forget that this area of our lives, our work, is actually ministry. Talk to me about the integrating faith and work portion of this seminar and why that's so important.
Oh, it certainly is. We grow up going to church, at least a lot of us. We go to church and we're Christians at church, and we do Christian things on Sundays, and we even have a certain language that we use on Sunday. But then when Monday morning comes and we head to work, that's different, and we sometimes even talk different. And the world out there seems to tell us that it's okay that you go to church on Sunday, but don't you bring that to work on Monday. And that divide right there is something that goes all the way back in time, thousands of years ago, and Satan himself has kept that going through to today. And we can tend to believe that lie. But what God says is, what goes on Sunday, what you learn from your Bible, in your personal Bible studies, and what you hear from the pulpit on Sunday, has to be integrated and used each day at work. And that's what this seminar is about, is teaching people how to integrate their faith on Sunday into Monday through Fridays and to make their job their ministry for Christ. I can tell you how many people tell me or say, I can't wait till I get done with this job so I can do something that really matters to God. Well, you know what? We work approximately 95,000 hours during our lifetime. That's the majority of our life, 95,000 hours in our lifetime in a job. What if that was our ministry? The world would be dramatically changed for Christ if we just knew how to work for Him, how to integrate what the Bible says about work, and boy, does it say a lot about work, into our daily life at a job. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be a Bible thumper and lead Bible studies at break time at your job, although that would be kind of cool. But if you could just work the way the Bible says we're to work, with a great work ethic, be the best you can at your job, show up on time, have the Christ-like attitudes while we're working, which is an underlying joy, peace about us. We're not easily rattled. We love other people. We're compassionate with others. We get along great with people. We do all we can to help our boss and to make him or her and the company look good. Boy, if we could do that, and in such a way that people actually admire that in us, and then they come to us, and as Peter says, ask us why we're different. And then we can share the gospel with them because, hey, they came to us. It's on their terms. But it starts by working the way the Bible says. And that's basically what this seminar is about, is we have five sessions. The first session is called The Blessing of Work. And the first command given in the Bible is for us to work. And we talk about that. And then I give 12 specific scriptures in the Bible that prove that work is a blessing. Now, I hear people say, well, yeah, but we have to work because of the fall. No, that passage in Genesis 1:28 was before the fall. Yes, the fall of Adam and Eve made work a little harder, but God designed work for us and to be a glory to Him in our job. So that first session, we cover that. And we cover how Jesus was a worker. In fact, there's some statistics in the Bible that a lot of pastors really don't know because they don't look at it from a worker point of view. One of the statistics is this. Jesus spent 90% of his adult life working in a small business and 10% of his adult life in ministry. Think about that for a minute. He was a carpenter, right, working with his dad in a small carpentry business from when he was somewhere about 15 or 14 years old, maybe even a little before that, all the way until he started his ministry at around age 30. And we can learn a lot from that, from Scripture and from his parables, of which there are 37 parables, and 32 of them are in the context of the workplace. And then the second session that we get into on Friday night is how to work biblically. You know, God knows we're busy workers and we don't need to go searching all through the Bible to find how to work. So He put pretty much how we are to work in one paragraph. And in this session, we expository unpack this passage in Ephesians chapter 6. Verses 5 through 8, one word at a time, where Paul tells us workers how to work. And we hear so much out there that, man, if I could just find some people that know how to work. Well, what if we Christians were the people who really knew how to work? Boy, could we make an impact on society, make an impact in that company. If we just knew how to work, that's what session 2 is. Then on Saturday morning, we start with the third session, which is called Your New Focus. And we flip traditional work descriptions upside down. We do things the way the Bible says, which is upside down compared to what the world says. And we teach that in such a way that you get noticed. And not only do you get noticed, but because you work so well and so hard and get along with people so well, almost everybody that comes out of the seminar texts me later or tells me later how fantastic their job is going. Now they got promoted. They got a raise. They got moved over to the part of the company they really wanted to go to, and their career is exploding just because they're working the way the Bible says. We talk about that in that session three. And then what about retirement? We talk about retirement and how to retire biblically, because this is going to shock some people, but the term retirement and that concept is not in the Bible. Oh, there's one little place that mentions something about it, but it doesn't apply to us. And we talk about that and how to transition into that chapter of life in such a way that it is the most exciting and fun way to glorify God throughout the rest of our days. We talk about that. And then we talk about your Missio Dei in session four. That's Latin for the sending of God. Because by this point, we have realized that where you are in your neighborhood, in your town, and in your job is by God's design. He is right where he wants you to be. So take a look at where you are in your job. And he wants you to make an impact for him there in that job. And we talk about when you get to heaven, the very first thing that happens, and I show this in scripture, the very first thing that happens when we get to heaven is we have a one-on-one with Jesus. You can call it the Bema Seat or whatever. I like to think it's going to be like kind of a Psalm 23. We'll be sitting on a park bench by a calm still waters on the grass somewhere. But anyway, he's going to ask us, what did you do for me with that company that I gave you? What did you do for me with that job I gave you? With those coworkers that I put around you? With that vendor that came in and saw you every 2 weeks? With that partner that I put in the squad car with you? What did you do with those for me? And boy, we had better have some good things to say, because after that, we want to hear from Jesus. Well done, good and faithful servant. We talk about how to have those things that really matter to Christ on your resume, because it isn't going to matter at that point what your salary was, what your job was, what car you drove, or what your house looked like. What's going to matter to Jesus is what you did for him with those people he put around you. And then the last session is probably the most exciting and the most funnest. It is where this thing just explodes and you see people's eyes light up, where I give the three things that I have discovered in my own career that must be in place for you to know for sure that you are where God wants you. You are doing his will for you. And to know how to know for sure if this business venture that I'm thinking about doing is his will. Or should I leave this job and take another one? Should I go for this other job? How to know for sure if that's God's will for you? Because we have three things that must be in place. And when you got those three things in place, then you are doing God's purpose for you. And that is really cool to know you're doing what God designed you to do and made you to do. The last of the sessions, and I tell you this, every single one of those is intertwined with the person and teachings of Jesus. Because let me go down this road if you want, but I love your station. It's called The Vine. And the reason that I like that is because it reminds me of John 15, where Jesus said, he is the vine and we are the branches. And you know, we're Christians because of the fruit we produce. And in your logo, you have fruit. I just think that's amazing. I love that, because Jesus is the vine and he is who provides all of the nutrients, in that analogy, through us to produce fruit out at the other end. We're like a conduit. If we're connected to Jesus, taking his truth, his teachings, being like him, his attributes, we will produce fruit at the other end. Okay, but then I always ask, why? And what is this fruit? And what does it look like? Right? And I can only come up with one place that really matters as to where that fruit is manifested. And I got this from Billy Graham several years ago, right before he died. He said in one of his last statements, the next great revival for Christ is in the secular workforce. Well, so how are we doing at that? Is there a revival going on at your company where you work? And are you part of that?
Kevin Brownlee is with us and has a critical issues seminar coming up shortly at Cornerstone Church in Hemet. It's an integrating faith and work workshop and seminar. And Kevin, you were just talking about something that you had heard from Billy Graham that talked about the next revival being in the secular workplace. Expand on that. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, and if I could go back to our analogy about being fruit, where's the best place to display that fruit? You know, in John 15, verse 6, Jesus said that if anyone who's a branch, okay, he uses us, the metaphor of us as a branch, doesn't produce fruit, it's withered and thrown into the fire. We don't want that. We don't want that. And two things come to mind there. The first thing that happens when we get to heaven is we have that one-on-one with Jesus, right? Okay, so we want to do things that matter to him. The second thing that I think about is when I travel around and do this seminar, I see areas of the country and around here also where I would say I see people that are withered, like withered branches. And I fear that they're destined to be thrown into the fire, as Jesus said. And anybody who thinks that will get a heavy heart and want to get Jesus's nutrients into them so they're not withered. Biblical teaching from Jesus is what he's talking about. In Philippians 2:13, Paul says that apart from Jesus, you can do nothing. So that's what these five sessions of the seminar is about, is how to reach these people through our job, through our jobs. Now, maybe they just need some coaching of how to do that and how to connect the Bible with their job. And that's what this seminar does. It teaches people how to do that. And at the end of this seminar, I guarantee your work will be improved, your job will be improved, and you will make an impact for Christ in that job.
Kevin Brownlee is with us. Integrating Faith and Work is the seminar that is coming up. Kevin, you had mentioned that when it comes to our work and Christians at work, and you know, really early on in our conversation, you had stated sometimes people think that that means joining a Bible study at work or maybe leading an evangelistic event at work. And at times, we get somewhat uncomfortable, it feels like, in our modern day culture to take our faith into the workplace. Some of the direction that we have from Scripture when it comes to a Christian lifestyle and a workplace might not necessarily mean you're starting the Bible study. Would it be fair to say that the Bible, if we just live our Christian character, which by definition is different from the world, if we go into our workplace with our Christian armor on, we should be different and should be noticed. And maybe being a Christian at the workplace isn't as daunting and scary as it might sound?
Exactly. In fact, it's somewhat easier because the stress is removed. Because Christ through us is where we get the power. And it's just so amazing when we really figure out how to work biblically. And by biblically, I mean being obedient to your boss, being submissive, being humble, not prideful, being fun to be around at work, being sincere in heart. All these things that we learn from Ephesians 6, verses 5 through 8, which we really talk about. And I give practical stories of how I learned each of those and how to apply them in your job during session 2 of the seminar. When we really understand how to do that, and we practice and do that, work the way God tells us to work, it's just so amazing. Work becomes fun, and we actually look forward to Monday morning instead of fearful of Monday morning. You know, they say out there in the world that the saddest part of the week is 4:30 on Sunday afternoon, because it's at that point that we realize the weekend is nearly over, that we looked forward to, it's nearly over, and I got to go to work tomorrow morning. And we start thinking about that, and it makes us sad. Well, what if at 4:30 on Sunday, we start getting excited? Because we get to go to work. We get to represent Christ there and work in this new way that they learned from Kevin at this seminar at Cornerstone Church. We learned how to integrate our faith into work, not being a Bible thumper, but just working so well with the attributes of Christ that people notice in a positive way, and we excel in our career.
Kevin Brownlee is with us. He has a critical issues seminar called Integrating Faith and Work that it's on its way to Hemet at Cornerstone Church in Hemet, and it's coming up later in February, and you can find more information on our website at 1025thevine.org. Kevin, it seems that if we take the joy that we find in Christ into the workplace, that we can actually change the workplace from the inside out.
Bingo. You got it, my brother. And that's what this seminar is about, is to tell us how to do that. Because what we have, underlying joy, peace, the sense that everything's going to be okay because Christ wins in the end, and we're part of that. The love of others, compassion, caring for others, all these things that other people really need, they really want, we have. And boy, can we change the world for Christ if we just work the way God tells us to, and have those traits about us. And now, this seminar isn't like a pastor telling us how to work. This seminar comes from me, and I've come up with this through 30-plus years of working in the secular workforce in jobs that most Christians would be shocked that I was there working. An oil field welder in Wyoming and Texas, working on drilling rigs. A construction company owner and foreman building houses, and then a structural steel fabrication company owner. And those are some of the worst, I should say, hardest, most difficult work environments that we can work in, with some of the most difficult people to work with, the most worldly people, if we can use that term. And you know what I'm talking about, if you've seen welders and construction folks, but they are loved by Christ. And I have been able to thrive in that work environment and figured out how to be Christ's representative there in such a way that I was quickly promoted. I got along great with these folks. Sure, it was difficult at some times. In fact, I can use this one little example right now if I can. There, and this happened many times, but picture the worst, hardest looking guy working on a drilling rig. I mean, foul mouth, and I mean, just picture the worst guy. And one day I noticed that he wasn't himself. He seemed down. He just had this countenance about him that was different than he normally is. And I just walked up to him one day and I said, "Dude, you seem different. Is everything okay?" And he looked at me, and he used about every other word was an F word. And I said, "No, really, there's something bothering you." And boy, this takes guts. But when you can do this, it's amazing. I said, "Bro, is there something I can pray for you about?" And he just melted and said, "Oh man, would you really? My girlfriend and I broke up last night. And when she stormed out of the house, I hit her. And I'm just waiting for the sheriff to come and arrest me. Would you pray for me?" And I did. And I can tell you that right there changed that man's life. He now is an incredible Christian man, and he married that lady, and they have three wonderful kids, really involved with the church in Wyoming, because I had the guts to say, is there something I can pray for you about? And changed that man and his world for Christ. We can be like that. Come to the seminar and learn how.
Kevin Brownlee is our guest. He has a critical issues seminar coming called Integrating Faith and Work. And Kevin, I want to dive into maybe some of your experiences. Let me give you a scenario. As those in the workforce that are under the authority of others, sometimes it's easy to come, maybe to come to a seminar like this and say, okay, how is it biblically that, like, I work with a lot of people who are hard to work with. But I want to turn that around a little bit because, you know, a lot of this starts with us. And sometimes we'll sit back and say, how do I get along with these people who are hard to get along with? But maybe we ourselves might be that person to somebody else. We might be that person who is hard to get along with. If we were to look biblically at the workplace, at our responsibility in how to be a good coworker, maybe give me some biblical tips on what we should be looking at in our own behavior at work.
I think it goes back to when somebody asked Jesus that very similar question, what is the most important command that you have that you can give us? And he gave two. He said, love God and love others. And that's where it starts, because you know that old song, they will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. If we show love to others, if we care about them, if we notice that they are down and something isn't right with their life and have the guts to walk up and ask them about that, we can create some sort of a little connection on a level that they really appreciate, getting to know them. You know, so many times we say to somebody, we're like, hi, how you doing? Hi, how you doing? But we don't stick around and wait for the answer. We should. We should listen to them, because everybody is hurting at some point. Everybody has an issue in their life. And we pretty much know the answer to that issue. It's found in Christ somewhere. Now, finding that little connection is somewhat hard, but once we realize that Jesus loves that coworker, Jesus loves that boss, and maybe has placed them in our life, in our job, to get to them and given us the opportunity to present the gospel to them in one way or another, even if it's just in our work ethic, that we show love and compassion to them. That's our connection.
Kevin Brownlee is with us. He has a critical issues seminar coming up at Cornerstone Church in Hemet. You can find more information in the events pages on our website at 1025thevine.org. Kevin, there is another area that just real quickly I want to touch on. And we've talked about us being different, and that allows us to stand out in culture and in the workplace. But there's somebody else at your workplace who you might know about, but you might have kind of stayed away from like everyone else, and that is the person who is at work right now, who you know is a Christian, but who, you know, it's kind of uncomfortable bringing that up, but this person, you know, if you were to go up and ask this person, hey, would you pray for me? You know this person would. That person in the workplace right now would certainly probably benefit from having a Christian friend, but knowing that there's somebody here who will pray for you is certainly a great added bonus at your workplace, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And the Bible even uses the term iron sharpens iron, and it's talking about that. It's talking about that relationship, another Christian that just needs somebody to sharpen their sword, you know, sharpen them a little bit. And maybe that person just needs someone to chat with or to listen, somebody to listen to them. And one of the best things that we can do as a Christian is listen to people, not think about what we're going to say next while they're talking, but actually listen to them. And help them to open up and say, what's bothering you? What's going on? How can I help? is there a way that I can help you? Can I help you be better at your job so you can get that promotion? Can I help you keep your job by helping you improve how you work? I mean, there are many things like that that we can do to help other Christians too. Maybe we just say, dude, a break, let's not sit around with everybody else and talk about politics or whatever. How about we take a walk around the block, just you and me, this time, and just talk about what's Christ doing in your life? And is there something I can do to help you? It's being others-centered, as Jesus wants us to be.
Kevin Brownlee is our guest. A critical issues seminar coming up at Cornerstone Church in Hemet called Integrating Faith and Work. And I'll just end with this, Kevin. Sometimes we work at workplaces that are so large. There's a lot of people here. And we say, well, you know what? Maybe I don't have many friends here. I don't really know anybody. We don't have anything in common. But I bet when they know that you're a Christian, I bet you have more in common with more people than you actually think. Have you seen that in your professional life?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, if your coworkers don't know you're a Christian, then you're not doing it right. They need to know there's something different about you. Excuse me. They need to know that you work to a higher authority and you're other-centered, not self-centered. And in our world of extreme self-centeredness, we can stand out just by being other-centered, by asking them, how was their weekend? What did they do? What was fun about their evening last night? How were their kids? How's their vacation plans coming for what's coming up? And then ask them about it later. Find some personal thing about your coworkers that you can connect with and ask them about. I like to call this personal professionalism, because you can do that with your vendors, with your salespeople, with your coworkers, and with your boss. Know something personable about them that you can connect with and ask about frequently. You know, you find out they've got a daughter that plays volleyball. Well, ask about the game and how she's doing and what position does she play, and does she think maybe she can get a scholarship? You know, just connect with them on somewhat of a personal level. Find something with those people, even if it's just one or two, if you work at a big company. Jesus wants us to be faithful, not so much results-oriented, but faithful. And if that means connecting with and showing Christ to just one person or two people, I think that's good enough for him.
Kevin Brownlee is our guest. Critical Issues Seminar takes place at Cornerstone Church in Hemet. This is Friday, correct me if I'm wrong, Friday the 23rd and February the 24th. Do I have those dates right?
Yes. Friday, February 23rd at 5:30 p.m., which starts out with a brief little dinner, and then we go into the first two sessions. We'll be out of there by 8:15 at night. And then the next morning, Saturday, February 24th at 8:30 a.m., and we are out of there by 11:30, so you can get on with your weekend.
Integrating Faith and Work is the Critical Issues Seminar coming to Cornerstone Church in Hemet. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, well, thank you. And I love your show and this station.
And I'm so glad that Kevin joined us and that Kevin is bringing the seminar to Southwest Riverside County. It's the Critical Issues Seminar called Integrating Faith and Work. It takes place at Cornerstone Church in Hemet at 26089 Girard Street. And that is Friday, February 23rd and Saturday, February 24th. $10 is the ticket price. And you can get more information at the Cornerstone Church website at cornerstonehemet.org. Be sure to listen to all of our past podcast episodes of Growing on the Vine. Learn what's going on in Southwest Riverside County. You can find our episodes on our podcast. Simply search Growing on the Vine on any of your favorite podcast platforms. We are on all of them. Until the next episode, God bless. Remember who you are and remember who you represent. Bye-bye.